Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. Today is the beginning of the Iowa legislative session for 2022. On today's program, I visit with House District 28 Representative John Thorpe. John, are you looking forward to the session beginning?
Yeah, definitely. Every year that when session comes up, it's a kind of a time of excitement. So yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Can you share what committees that you belong to as representative of House District 28?
Sure. I'm on the Public Safety Committee. I'm on the Transportation Committee. This last year was my first year on the Agricultural Committee and Natural Resources. And then I have other duties also as a member of leadership.
And what position are you in leadership?
As Assistant Majority Leader.
Well, that's quite an honor. I knew that it happened. That was this last session, correct?
No, actually, that was after my first year. After my first year, that position came open, and I ran for that, and I was fortunate and elected to that position by my colleagues.
And what are the responsibilities that come with that?
Well, most of it is, I guess, just like the name implies, assisting the speaker, assisting the majority leader with, there's a whole variety of things that come up. Just making sure that bills are moving along the process at the right speed, that they're getting, that they're in the right place, making sure that enough votes are agreeing on certain bills, and trying to come up with solutions here and there for this bill or that bill. So it's a myriad of duties.
Lots of lobbying other representatives?
There's definitely that, but I'm not so sure that I think almost every representative and senator has to do a certain amount of that anyway. So I'm not sure that it's probably more, but I wouldn't say a huge amount more.
What do you think some of the major issues that Republicans are going to bring forward this legislative session?
Well, probably the first one, the one that's getting the most attention right now, is the $1 billion surplus / tax changes, tax reform. Now, I would guess 2 weeks from now, I could probably sit down and give you a couple hours of information on it. Unfortunately, right now, and I don't want to get ahead of my skis because that bill is not quite out yet. So I'm not 100% sure what all is in it.
It's talked about as a bill. It's $1 billion surplus, but there are so many needs. I mean, there's educational needs, there's a mental health crisis. Why not spend some of that money while we've got it to solve this? You know, as a law enforcement officer, you're well aware of the mental health crisis. Why not? And then you're well aware that the system isn't working. Why not invest in that?
I think that's a very good point, and it's one I've researched quite a bit. I actually have gone back, and you know, for those that know me, I'm a big fan or supporter of former Governor Ray. And I think in 1979 they were dealing with approximately the same thing. And at the time, I think they sent all of that money back to the taxpayers, although there was a pretty good argument and a pretty good movement that we should use some of that, not all of that, but we should have should have used some of that to shore up some one-time expenditures, one-shot things. You know, for example, prisons that might need a certain amount of infrastructure. What you said, mental health beds, if there's infrastructure costs that need to be met, and they definitely do in the mental health area, the one you brought up. I'm completely okay with spending some of that money on things that are going to actually save us money down the road anyway.
It's popular to give people's money back to them, but there are issues that need to be addressed first. Do you think that, I mean, it sounds like you're interested in addressing those issues and figuring out solving some problems. Do you think that any of your fellow legislators are going to be interested in that, or just changing the tax system, giving back the money?
I think you're going to have some, or you do have some legislators that want to give all of that back. I think some of the legislators who maybe have a little bit more of a long-term view, just as an example, like you said, mental health. We spend an amazing amount of money on a system that isn't working so well. I mean, we've made improvements, which is great. But I think if we put a little bit more money on the front end, we're going to save more money in the back end. So not sure if I'm answering your question here. I guess I would say you're going to have legislators that have differing opinions. But I think there are several that feel as I do, that, you know, probably most of that money will go back. But you don't have $1 billion sitting there in the bank all the time. This is a rarity. So if there are some things we need to spend money on right now to, you know, to improve our health down the road, I think we need to do that.
Well, there's so much for us to talk about, but I want to make sure that you get across what you think would be one of the major things you're going to be working toward.
Sure. Well, I would say there are so many. Mental health, since we're already talking about that, mental health will be one. The access center system that we have, it does a lot of good things, but it also doesn't do what it was originally intended to do, or at least partially doesn't do what it was intended to do. In fact, I was just at a meeting earlier today where providers, some other government officials, we were all sitting there talking, roundtable discussion, trying to figure out what things need to be fixed in the Iowa code to not only help the people that do have mental health concerns, but also just to help the community. This is an area that I've had a lot of interest in, and currently I'm trying to help with that bill. There's, for example, right now there's some discussion about making sure that we get more psychiatrists into the state of Iowa. One idea that's come up would be, of course, a physician, when they first become a physician, they have, most of the time, have a huge amount of debt, of student debt. One way maybe to get psychiatrists to stay in the state, or at least stay here for a while, is to forgive that debt, or pay that debt. Say, for example, if they agree to stay and practice here for 5 years. So, that's maybe more of a smaller thing, but my point is that we need to find more solutions for mental health.
We've got just a few seconds left. Anything else you'd like to share?
No. Thank you for having me, and hopefully, like I say, I'll have some more information for you here in a couple of weeks on that big looming tax bill.
Thanks to John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.